Welcome to No Nonsense Wisdom Wednesday with Coach Lisa, where with every episode, I will give you strategies and insight that will make you uncommon on purpose. In this week's episode, let me tell you something. No is not a bad word. Okay, did you hear what I said? No is not a bad word. Are you ready? Let's go. So listen, this podcast is for everybody or anyone that you know that may have a little bit of trouble just telling some people no. Yeah, I remember I used to have that. I didn't have it often, but there were times I had a problem telling some people no, especially, you know, depending on how close they were to me. But, you know, some people really have a problem saying no. I mean, like, it's hard to say no to your parents. It can be hard to say no. It can be hard to say no to spouses, sometimes with children. It can be hard with some family members and some friends. It can be hard. But listen, I'm going to say it to you again. No is not a bad word. No does not stop the world. No doesn't mean you hate anyone. No doesn't mean that you're being rude, that you're being mean, that you're being nasty. No simply means you can't do something. No simply means you can't agree to something right now. No means you can't answer something or you can't honor something. That's all it is. Just no means no. And it's not a bad word. All right, so let me talk about it. So why do some people have a problem saying no? Now, I know this is not an exhaustive list, but this is what I could come up with as I've thought about some people that I've worked with and some things on the inside. So why do some people have a problem saying no? Well, some people, it's just not in their personality to say no. They're just nice like that. They are. They don't want to seem disagreeable. They want to get along, so they just can't say no. All right. Some people, you know, they can love someone so much and they don't want to see them disappointed. So they just don't say no. All right. They don't want others to be upset with them. So they don't say no. They think people will be upset with them if they say no. So they don't say no. Or here's another one. Some people don't say no or have a problem saying no because they think they will hurt others if they say no. Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't say no because they think they'll lose relationships if they say no. Let me stop right here. Let's put a point right here. Let me tell you something. If you lose a relationship because you said no, then let me tell you something. That might be the best thing for you. Did you hear what I just said to you? That might be the best thing for you. Say no and let them get going on there. Just let them keep going. Let them keep, just go all the way out the door. All right. Let them keep going. All right. Listen, some people have a problem saying no because they're so happy to please others. You know, they got that thing in them, so they just can't say no. Some people don't say no or can't say no because they feel they owe others something. You know, sometimes that, you know, somebody might have done something for you that really changed your life and you feel that you may owe them. Again, I'm not saying you say yes to everything, but there's a time that you have to say no. All right. So sometimes you feel like that you owe people something. You know, sometimes it's in families as you're growing up. It's always said that you always take care of family, no matter what. No matter what, family looks out for family. I agree. But I also agree there's a point that we stop because there are family members that take advantage. Y'all know it. Y'all know I'm going to get there. Just let me get there. Stop rushing me. I see you rushing me. I see you jumping up and down. I'm trying to help you understand something. So just let me lay it out. All right. Listen. Some people have a problem saying no because they don't want the backlash that can come from some people if they say no. You know how some people go off. They just go right off the rip. Here they go. And they want to do all this kind of stuff. And then with the backlash, they start with the guilt trip. And see, sometimes you don't say no because you don't want the guilt trip that they can lay on you. And some people can lay that thing on you so thick. Oh, you remember how I used to do this for you? Oh, you remember how, when? Oh, you remember? Oh, you remember? Oh, you remember? Well, yeah, I remember. And it's still no. Okay, but I'm going to show you how to say no because I know that was just too hard for some of y'all right now. I know. Listen. Some people have a problem saying no because they don't want to feel out of the loop. They want to feel part of something so they don't say no. Because it goes to the next one. Because see, some people have a problem saying no because they just need to feel needed. So they say yes when they really should say no. See, now that's something you have to deal with on the inside of you. If you have this need to be needed, so you say yes and yes and yes, but you know inside you need to say no, you need to check yourself. All right? You need to really, really, really check yourself. You know, there are sometimes you got to be careful because when you can't say no to some people or when you can't say no, you need to step back because I want to tell you something. That's a signal that you're being controlled. All right. That's a signal that you are under the power of another, and they can call you and they can dictate what they want from you on a whim. Be real careful. So when you can't say no to certain people in certain situations, that's a form of control and manipulation. And you need to be careful with that. You got to step back and evaluate when, why, and how you should say no. So let me give you a few pointers. When should you say no? So this is Coach Lisa's opinion only. All right. You should say no when you can't give the task or whatever you're being asked to do your very best. Yeah. If you can't give it the time and the focus, you should say no. Did you hear me? Because that means you're gonna do it half-hearted. It's going to be mediocre. It's going to be messed up. Then you got to repeat it. Then you're going to be mad because you had to repeat it when you just should have said no. Mm-hmm. I can't even say that again. I just said that. So I hope you caught it. Play the repeat if you didn't. Listen, you should say no when you don't have the resources. I'm going to talk money right now. You know, if that's money and you don't have it, you need to say no. But let me add to it. Let me tell you something. Even if you have the money, you know what? You need to say no sometimes, especially when they've borrowed from you already several times, and they haven't paid you back yet. You need to say no. Did you work hard for your money? I mean, do you work? Do you have things that you need to do for your money, with your money? Would you like to go on a trip? Would you like to go on a vacation? Would you just like to do something for yourself? Then stop enabling people because they're going to cause you to go broke. Did you hear what I just said to you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, you should say no when you find that people are monopolizing and wasting your time. Listen, you don't get time back. So now you've lost the time. Now you're angry and you're fussing at people who had nothing to do with you wasting time with them over there. You should have said no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach Lisa said it. I'm not taking it back because you just should have said no. All right. You should say no when you realize, that people are only using you. Listen, other people see it. Other people have told you about it. And you decide, you just try to defend that thing. But now you see it. So you need to tell them no. See, sometimes you can allow things to go on for a while, but after a while, you need to stop it. You need to stop it because once they get from you what they want, then they have no use for you anymore until they need you again. Uh-huh. You don't hear from them. No calls, no emails, no texts, no nothing. You can call them that phone. You will call them and that phone will ring and ring and ring. And you can text until the cows come home. The cows then came home and went back out the pasture and you ain't heard from them yet. You need to say no. Listen, you should say no when you have too much on your plate already, too much on your plate. And this stuff on your plate has to be done. You have priorities. You have goals just like them. So why are you always putting your goals on the back burner? Why does your work always have to be late? Why does everything you have to do be second, third, and fourth while you're helping somebody who's not even appreciative? Uh-huh. I'm asking you. Yeah. Some of y'all getting real triggered by this. I can see you. I can see you. You should start saying no when you recognize that when you need something from them, they can very easily tell you no. Listen, they don't reciprocate. They can give you every excuse in the book and they're telling you no. Even when they owe you, that no can roll right off their lips so easily and they are not thinking about you. Yeah. You should be telling them no. You should say no when you see that people will not do for themselves. I'm going to say this again. You pay attention to me. You should say no when you start noticing and you see that people will not do for themselves. They just want a handout. Uh-huh. Stop it. Stop it right now. Listen. People can't be living with you rent free. Did you hear what I said? People can't be eating. I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about adults, adult children. You can't be living rent free. You can't be eating rent free. It's called lights. It's called water. It's called electricity. It's called stuff that has to be paid. Pay attention. Family members, grown family members, there's nothing free around here. Stop enabling them. Stop allowing them to freeload. I ain't heard that word in a long time, but it just came up. Stop allowing people to do that. They just want a handout. They'll sit at the house all day and do nothing. No. You need to tell them no, and they need to find another place. They can do that on their own. Mm-hmm. You should say no when you see now that these people are taking your kindness for weakness. Uh-huh. And they'll keep doing it as long as you love them. What you allow will continue. Go listen to that podcast. Go listen to it. Mm-hmm. And listen, you should say no when they come and they start asking internally, you start feeling angry And let me tell you something, when you start getting resentful towards that person, you got to say no, because that resentment turns into something really big. So listen, so how do you say no? So Coach Lisa, how do you say no? Here are just a few ways. Let me help you. Here's a few ways, because see, no is not a bad word. Say that with me. No is not a bad word. Say it one more time. Say it to yourself. No is not a bad word. I want you to say it again like you feel it. No is not a bad word. That's right. That's right. So here's how to say it. Listen, say they ask you, they'd like you to help them do something. Here it is. You know, I would like to help you this time. However, my plate is really full. Or I'd like to help you out this time, but my money is totally stretched, so I don't have anything to loan. I just said no. Mm-hmm. Listen, here's another one. You know, I'd really like to take you to the or do this errand or do that errand. However, my day, my weekend, my month, my year is booked. Yeah, it's booked. So I'm not able to take you. I'm not able to take you. I just said no. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. You know I always help you with the project, but I have several fires. I have several projects that I have to deal with right now. They have to take priority. So I can't help you right now. I just said no again. Yeah, that's just a few ways. I just said it. I just said no like three different times. Now, you might get some backlash. Yeah, expect it, especially from people that you used to never say no to. Well, you know what? You're an adult. And you know what? You have a life. And you know what? You have the right to say no when you need to. Saying no is not a bad thing. And saying no is not a bad word. And listen to me. Don't let people guilt trip you and all this kind of stuff. You remind them that you always help, but this time you can't. And let me tell you something else. When you say, you know, I would really like to take you to, or I'd really like to help you, or I know you have, you do not add, I'm sorry, I can't help. No, no. No, you're not sorry about anything. No, you don't add, I'm sorry, and I don't apologize for nothing. No, it's what I said, and that's what I said. I'd like to help you, but I can't do it right now. The money is stretched. Can't help you right now. Done. Don't add no sorriness to it. Because if you say, I'm sorry, I can't help, they're coming. They're going to come again, and they're going to break you down. Stand firm. Remember, you have priorities. Are you getting the point? Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Again, no is not a bad word. Saying no is not mean. Saying no is not selfish. I just said it. Okay. So move yourself away from that thought process. Move away from the thought process that you have to help everybody in the world. Reality check. You do not and you cannot help everybody. All right. You can't help everybody. You just can't do it. You can't do it without it somewhere. You're going to hurt yourself. Or you're going to hurt your family somewhere along the line. So listen, stop going everywhere, trying to do everything for everybody all the time. You're burning yourself out simply because you can't say no. But let me tell you something again. No is not a bad word. All right. All right. That's all I have to say about it. I'm Coach Lisa. And you know, I help people see what they need to see. I hear what they need to hear and do what they need to do. I am a coach and I can help you as well if you're in a tough spot right now. My phone number is area code 954-470-9779. I answer my own calls. And my email address is coachlisa@nononsensetrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website, www.nononsensetrainingsolutions.com. We have books there. We have t-shirts there. And we're getting ready to have another book come out. So check it out. All right. Check it out. So remember, listen, no is not a bad word. Listen to this podcast. If it's you, then I'm talking to you. If it's somebody else, share it. Share it with them. Thank you so much for sharing. And now listen, you go. You have an amazing no-nonsense day. And remember, let's say it together. All together now. One, two, three. No is not a bad word. All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.